Hallelujah. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Please be seated. It's a joy to be with you this morning and to share in this Easter joy with you today. As we say that, you know, it's really been something Christians have been saying for centuries, this idea that he is risen and he is risen indeed, all because of what the angel said and shared there that Easter morning to the women who had come hoping to be there of service to Jesus after his death and service for them on the cross. As we look at this Easter joy, the focus I want to have with you this morning is on new life. And in particular, Jesus, who comes back to life that Easter morning, offers that new life to us. So it can be in us, and through us, and it belongs to all of us. It's available. The Jesus who suffered for our sin on Good Friday's cross now is done with suffering, and his new life is inside of us. If you don't mind, I'm having some trouble again with the slides, so I'd appreciate if you'd advance them for me. Thank you so much. You know, this is a new life, first of all, that can't be measured. It can't, you know, you can see it. You can see the result in someone, kind of like the seeds that I looked at with the children. But this new life is something that cannot be measured. It's not like you can measure a bigger house with the larger square footage, or we can figure out when somebody's got a bigger boat or they've got more horsepower in their computer, in their car, whatever it is. This is a gift that's priceless. It cannot be measured. And yet that doesn't mean we can't see or feel it. Because when you have that peace of mind and peace of heart that God gives, that is worth anything. It's worth beyond anything. It is an unending supply of his peace that he can offer to us. Secondly, it's also I forgot my cartoon. Thank you very much for putting that up, Charles. I appreciate it. You might have a little trouble reading it, but the scene of this is at the resurrection, the scene of the feeding of the 5,000 where Jesus is multiplying loaves and fishes. Except we're transposing it on Easter. They say, hey, we've got enough fishes. How about some chocolate bunnies? So there, we got chocolate on our mind. But, you know, this is going even beyond that. This is an Easter and a message of his life inside of us that is for the people who are broken, for people who are hurting. When I'm in the hospitals, I meet all kinds of people struggling with issues from AIDS to anxiety and even beyond. Some of them you can see, some of their needs, their concerns you can't see, but you can just tell that there's a brokenness, there's a looking, whether it's for medical help or it's social work help or it's the help of a chaplain coming, they're looking for something. And the hope that we can have and we can offer to one another on this Easter day is absolutely wonderful. It's a hope that I think all of us need. There are some of us here today who go, you know what, I'm damaged, I'm broken, I'm beyond being fixed, I'm gonna be like this. This is who I am, I'll always struggle. And there's a Savior whose arms were stretched on the cross, who took the nails and in his hands and his feet, who wore the thorny crown, and who now wraps his arms around you and says, I'm alive and you don't have to be broken. I came back to make you whole. I came back to offer you this and to put every enemy and every obstacle under my feet and under your feet. This is what he offers to us at Easter and part of the strength that is ours through him. Another gift that is part of it at Easter is that he's for the tired. I think there are some of us here today who just say, I'm tired. I keep trying and I can't seem to change. I can change for a few days and then those old habits creep back in and I just get worn out. I can't seem to do it. And again, Jesus puts a hand on our shoulder and says, you were never meant to do this on your own. There is no way to live this Christian life by yourself. Instead, walk with me and let my new life be the fuel that fills you. I mean, just sort of, you know, kind of sit with Jesus for a second and realize what all he's done. Faced temptation, check. Endured the trials that were there. Went through the troubles and the terrors of the cross, check, check, check. And now came back to reach out to you. You're his mission. You are the one that he has come back for. You are the one that he is here to lift up, to give new life to, and to bring forward. Pay the price for humanity's sin so that he can walk alongside of us every single step, through every change, through all the things that we could never manage on our own. All the weakness that has hung us up in the past, he says, I can bring you through. Now, today is actually a very interesting day, at least in the state of South Carolina. I think they may have even, in a humorous way, declared a state of mourning there in South Carolina. If you don't know what I'm talking about, back in October, somebody was the one solo winner of the Mega Millions prize. It was $1.5 billion. $1.5 billion that today is the last day to claim that ticket. And no one has. The state of South Carolina, where the ticket was sold, was so excited they built this year's budget assuming they were going to get $61 million in tax dollars. They're literally rewriting the budget because that money's not coming in because someone hasn't claimed this. The store owner who sold the ticket, who was so excited because he or she was going to get a $50,000 bonus check, is not getting that bonus check. All because the winner of $1.5 billion never came forward to get it. Now, we shake our heads, our jaws drop, and we go, oh my gosh, how could that happen? But friends, how many of us have this power, have this gift, have the rich treasure that Jesus offers to us, and we let it sit unclaimed? Let his love be what you claim. Let his new life be what you claim. Because just as the winner of that ticket could have affected a lot of people around them, you and I, when we claim, when we receive, when we grab hold of all of the gifts and the treasures that he gives to us, we affect the people around us. That's the prize that we can set our eyes on. The prize of him walking alongside, of him offering us heaven, but also fullness of life here and now. Let's not miss out on the prize. What is that prize? Well, I think one of the great things about it is that it's Jesus' work in us. See, what's great about Christianity is you and I don't have to clean up our act before we ever come to Jesus. We can come exactly as we are. We can come as ourselves. That's the whole point of his love. He's there to do the changing. He's there to do the growing. He is alongside of us to help us overcome what we could not happen. You know, when you know that poem that's there on the edge of the Statue of Liberty, give me your poor, your tired, your huddled masses. I think we could change that. Give me your tired, your poor, your addicts, your fear-filled ones. Come on in, you broken, struggling, and angry, and ashamed. Come just as you are, and let my life and my love be a part of what changes you. Come into the kingdom of new life and second chances and unconditional love. Come close to a king who wasn't afraid of your sins and was willing to die for them and lives to welcome you with open arms. Come and welcome to the kingdom of grace. This is what Easter is about and what he offers to us. Another thing I think that's great about it is this isn't a self-assembly life. This is not like putting together IKEA furniture, right, where you bring it home and you have to put it all together yourself. Jesus does not just say, hey, I cleansed you from sin. I gave you a get-out-of-jail-free card. Now go and figure it all out on your own. No, he comes and offers to figure it. He comes to teach us, to walk alongside, to warn us away from that which is going to damage our hearts, and to draw us to those good things that are going to bless us and bless other people around us. It's as if Jesus is saying, don't flounder alone on this. Come on, let's work on your soul together. This is what he's offering to us this Easter. So I invite us all, myself and you, as God's dearly loved people, rely on his promises. Rely on him who makes the promises, who's kept every promise, who went through death and hell for us so we can go to heaven and he doesn't ever want to be without us. I know next week I'll talk more about this, and especially when we're fearful to start or to try again. But for right now, I just want to say it's a whole lot easier to live the Christian life when you and I will rely on him and hold on to what he says is true. And I, again, I'll have a lot more to say about that next week, and I hope you'll come back and join us. But for now, with all of these gifts that he offers to us, all that we can claim and grab, I invite you to say it with me one more time. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. God bless you this Easter.